Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our Success Secrets of Women Business Owners, the Millionaire Luncheon Series, to be held in the private dining room at Ray's on the River Restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. On August 23rd, 2013, for tickets, call our office at 770-460-5995, or you can visit secretsofsuccess.eventbee.com. secretsofsuccess.eventbee.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with a young lady I just had the pleasure of meeting in person at an event in Atlanta on last Saturday. She has a heart to help a lot of women who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. She has an organization called I Will Survive, Inc. My guest today is a native of St. Croix, Virgin Islands. She is a graduate of Georgia State University and a veteran of the U.S. Army. Today, she is the founder and executive director of I Will Survive, Inc., an organization dedicated to breast cancer awareness and funding. We're honored to have on the phone today a woman who is making her mark in Metro Atlanta as a champion for women with breast cancer. Ms. Anissa Palmer, welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug, for having me.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful.
All right. Well, Ms. Palmer, tell our listeners when and why you decided to start your organization, I Will Survive, Inc.
Well, fortunately, I lost my mother to breast cancer. I was 1990, living in St. Croix, Virgin Islands, right after international poet and author Audre Lorde published her book, The Cancer Journals. She survived her first bout of breast cancer, and that book helped so many women who were newly diagnosed to breast cancer in that time. My mother, unfortunately, was told she had breast cancer at stage 4, invasive breast cancer, where her malignant tumors were growing. The cancer was later metastasized, which spread to her other organs, and doctors gave her months to live. She finally died of a final lung failure. And, you know, she was diagnosed at a time when breast cancer was considered a death sentence. When I started the organization, I was just finishing my last tour in Iraq, serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the United States Army, and I realized, you know, that I survived 2 tours in Iraq, and to me that's something, you know, significant. So after my honorable discharge, I wanted to do more in the community that I made in, you know, my new home, Atlanta, Georgia. And I felt that I was given a message from my creator. And so this was December 2010 when it hit me. I Will Survive, Inc. The name came to me, and I wanted to help survivors. When I say survivors, because we all survive something. And so when I look at breast cancer, I'm looking at 2 different stages, your pre-survivors and your post-survivors, because even after you survive breast cancer, a lot of times women and men go into remission or end up getting ovarian cancer because hormonal cancers, breast cancer, and ovarian cancer are oftentimes tied together.
All right. Well, Ms. Palmer, tell our listeners, what inspires you to wake up every morning and strive to make a difference in the lives of others?
First and foremost, definitely my creator. I think without having that belief system, I can't wake up. I'm so blessed to be able to wake up and breathe and, you know, have all my limbs. I didn't lose anything while serving in the United States Army. So definitely first and foremost, my creator.
All right. Well, how does your organization educate the community on breast cancer awareness?
We focus on proactive prevention when it comes to breast cancer awareness. A lot of organizations are, you know, researching for a cure, and they've been doing that for over 20 years, a lot of these organizations. And so obviously we live in a pharmaceutical country, you know, that allows the FDA to approve so many toxins in our water, containers, food, hygiene products, and we focus on educating communities on how to avoid those toxins inside and outside of our bodies.
So, I mean, have they figured out how people get cancer in the first place, or is it still a mystery?
It's so many reasons. I mean, so many things are tied together. So obviously, it's, you know, being overweight, it's not just for cancer, but you put yourself in risk for many other diseases. You know, it's what we eat. It's not working out. It's smoking. It's excess alcohol. You know, a lot of these things are tied together. And so what cancer is bad cells. We all have cells in our body, and when they become bad, it's because we're not doing good things to them, and we're not giving them oxygen with exercise. We're not feeding them correctly the nutrition that they need. Several things.
Well, in today's economy where nonprofits are competing almost daily for funding, how does your organization stay out front and get the dollars necessary to do what you do for people who desperately need your services?
It is truly difficult at times with the economy. I do try and remain faithful and focus on working with partnerships now. I think a lot of times if we come together, not just with nonprofits and nonprofits, but with nonprofits and businesses. We were fortunate enough to get a phone call with a Lifetime TV show called Double Divas, and they partnered with us for an event. This was early on July. We got another phone call with Corporate Fight Night, another successful event they do in Atlanta every 6 months. So we'll be one of the featured nonprofits, and we have a fighter who's a dentist, so they get a bunch of professionals to get in the ring and fight for a charity of their choice. So we've been really blessed.
Well, let's talk a little bit now about the celebrity factor when it comes to cancer. Why was it such a huge controversy when the actress Angelina Jolie got a double mastectomy? And what are your feelings about that and how it relates to cancer awareness?
Well, definitely celebrities, you know, on the forefront, they obviously have a big impact on, you know, what they do when it comes to, you know, different diseases, particularly breast cancer with women. Because Angelina Jolie lost her mother to ovarian cancer, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of these hormonal cancers are tied together, ovarian cancer and breast cancer. And so when she went and got her BRCA gene test, which is the breast cancer gene test, when they can detect if you'll carry the gene from either mother or father. And so when she got the test done and came positive that she does have the gene, that increases your risk for breast cancer. So she decided to do the, you know, radical move of getting, you know, both breasts removed, a double mastectomy. And Wanda Sykes did it. I think it was stage zero breast cancer. And went ahead and got a double mastectomy. When celebrities have this, you know, the money to do that, they do sometimes. To me, I actually just recently went and got the BRCA gene test as well. I am so blessed that I came back negative. And so it's really hard for me to say because I never sat in their shoes. Although I did lose my mother to breast cancer, there's still a risk. I fit into the 1 in 8 will be diagnosed with breast cancer, according to CDC. You know, but I think there's other preventative ways we can look at beating breast cancer.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. Won't you expound on that a little bit more? Just some of the ways that women might be able to beat breast cancer. You mentioned earlier physical fitness.
Definitely. If we focus on eating healthy, we focus on working out, you know, that increases our, you know, that oxygen flow that we need to get, you know, the adequate blood flow that our cells need. If we focus on exercising, like I was mentioning earlier, finding ways to relieve stress, you know, staying positive and having a positive support system. A lot of young ladies who reach out to us do not have that positive support system, or they don't have a support system at all, and that truly matters in your survival. It truly does.
Well, if a woman who has been diagnosed with cancer calls your organization today, what kind of assistance is available for her?
A woman or man who requests a mammogram, we pay for that service. If they request assistance for paying a rent or mortgage after being diagnosed with breast cancer, a lot of times, you know, they're unable to work, and we help them pay that. If they're traveling long distances to and from their doctor's offices for treatments, we assist with travel expenses. We give all-natural care packages during chemotherapy and radiology. If they choose the conventional medicine route, we provide ways to relieve stress. We also offer, you know, referrals to other organizations with additional needs. We never charge a single dime and always allow breast cancer diagnosed individuals as well as survivors free to all of our events we do around Atlanta.
Tell us a little bit more about this health package you give them. What's included in it?
It depends on what stage they're diagnosed with and what their needs are. So a typical package would contain aluminum-free deodorant. A lot of times within our deodorants, that aluminum puts chemicals and toxins in our, inside of our body, and that is a lot of times associated with getting breast cancer. We also include aloe vera gel. It's all natural. During after radiology, that burns are unbearable, and I've seen so many now that it's sad that a lot of times what we're getting from our doctors causes more damage. You know, so when you have those burns, you want to put the most natural products on to relieve those burns, so you can have a faster healing, so that you can get your skin back, and that you can, you know, relieve the pain as well. And so we do the aloe vera gel. We'll also do a vitamin D. A lot of women or men who are diagnosed with breast cancer are vitamin D deficient. So we'll include that in there as well. And sometimes we'll even throw in a gift card to a spa, you know, so that helps relieve stress.
Well, how can our listeners out there in spark plug land, you know, assist you? I mean, what are some ways they can help I Will Survive, Inc.?
All those out in spark plug land, we're always, you know, in need of volunteers for different events. We're always in need of individuals with different skills that can assist in other areas. We have a volunteer who helps write our blog for us. We have individuals who assist in the marketing and advertisement area. That's always needed so that we can increase our donor base. As well as building those relationships with different community members for, you know, sponsorship for different events we do as well. Those things are very important for us.
What about donations? I mean, are small and large donations appreciated?
Oh, definitely. Everything helps. I mean, we work with individuals from down in Riverdale to up in Kennesaw and all throughout the metropolitan area of Atlanta. And so covering that vast area, you know, that's traveling back and forth, you know, because we are considered a mobile unit. We do not have a headquarters base. And so it's a lot of traveling. And so those donations to be able to reach those individuals when it comes to helping them pay rent if they're unable, to helping them give those care packages are needed. So large and small donations are definitely we're grateful for.
So where do you see your organization, Ms. Palmer, I Will Survive, Inc., in the next 5 years?
Well, I did mention we do not have an official headquarters. And so within the next 5 years, we will have our official headquarters throughout, within the Atlanta area. So having our headquarters officially running smoothly, and then we'll branch off into the Virgin Islands. Of course, I have to take it home. And after our second branch location is running smoothly and fully funded there, we will branch off to Africa and then South America. So we're looking at an international organization helping educate on overall health and wellness, because it's not just about breast cancer awareness. You know, if you're eating right and you're exercising and being healthy, you know, you're relieving all different types of cancers and all different types of diseases as well.
So why do you think cancer is so prevalent today?
Times have changed. Our pharmaceutical industry has grown significantly. And I wasn't even around when the battle was there between, you know, holistic medicine versus conventional medicine. But just thinking about that time frame, you know, we had options. You know, we had options with our food, with crops. You know, there's so many genetically modified organisms in foods that we eat, GMOs. You know, this is not real food. And so if we're giving our body these toxins, we cannot, expect our body to survive and thrive, you know, throughout a significant lifetime.
Well, let's talk about some of your upcoming events. Do you have any you'd like to tell our listening audience about?
Indeed. We always do our annual fashion show fundraiser in March, so definitely stay tuned for that. Right now we do have coming up August 8th, which is tomorrow, our corporate fight night, and tickets are still available. VIP is sold out, but our tickets are still available on corporatefightnight.com. And that's the professionals getting together in the ring. Our boxer is a dentist, and so we're excited to be a part of this organization. And we're so glad that they gave us the opportunity for us to be there.
So when it comes to cancer awareness, what's the number one message that you would like to put out to women around the world?
The number one message we truly believe in is proactive prevention. You know, it's doing those self-breast exams monthly, eating right, exercising, you know, things. Those proactive prevention techniques, you know, matters so much.
All right. Where can our listeners go to find out more information about I Will Survive, Inc.?
That's iwillsurviveinc.org, our website, and all of our information is on there. They can follow us on Twitter at I Will Survive, Inc. Find us on Facebook, I Will Survive, Inc. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and make donations as well on our main website. That's iwillsurviveinc.org.
Now, how has your organization been embraced by a lot of people in Atlanta who are in positions that may be able to help you?
The thing is, it's being a small organization, and so what I'm learning, because it's only been 2 years and eight, nine months now, so we're still fairly new. And we just came into the United Way database, 211, about a year ago. And so as we slowly grow and slowly build our network, and more people were finding that are actually helping and opening their arms to us, you know, even with these two, you know, major events I've just mentioned earlier, has been a blessing. And it's because I think, you know, we're doing the right thing. There's so many organizations out there, and it's very hard to compete, you know, with other organizations. So let's partner. Let's work together, and I think a lot of times we're trying to do the same things as far as, you know, overall education and awareness on many different diseases, and so that's truly what I believe in.
What are some of the organizations out there that you would really love to partner with, or some of the people in high places you would like to connect with?
There's so many to list. One specifically I'm going to mention right now is Sisters by Choice. They've been an organization for a long time. They've also focused on breast cancer awareness. They're more focused on the conventional medicine route versus the proactive prevention that we focus on. But I do love that they're raising money right now to get a mobile breast clinic. And so they do have one through Northside Hospital, but that one, you know, it's just one. And it doesn't make its route throughout Georgia as often as it could. And so with this new mobile breast clinic, they'll be able to do so much more because it's going to be so much larger, and they'll be able to make that route throughout Georgia to help those lower-income communities get their screening done if they need it and, you know, get anything else they need as far as when it comes to breast cancer. And so I think that's significantly important, and I definitely want to support them. And they just had their ninth annual walk through Piedmont Park, and so we had some individuals participate with that. So we're definitely supporting that organization.
We'll talk a little bit about some of the difference when it comes to care between the rich and the folks with lower income.
Well, that's definitely difficult. When you have money or you have a great job, you have great health benefits. When you don't have money or you don't have a job, a lot of our individuals are self-employed, and so, you know, they do not have health insurance at all. And so we work with a large group of individuals who do not have health insurance or have the basic health insurance through either Kaiser Permanente, you know, or some of the other smaller insurance organizations out there. And so it doesn't cover a lot of things. And so we're so glad that through the Obamacare, a lot of different changes are going on. And so it gives people a chance to say, well, I've newly been diagnosed with breast cancer. What are my options? With the new Obamacare, they have more options. Instead of saying, you know what, this is what your doctor says, this is what you have to do, this is your only option. You know, so we also focus on educating to, you know, ask your doctor questions. Don't just take that as a final answer or get a second opinion. And so when individuals do that, they start to educate themselves. And that's so important. Education is so important.
And now, how often do you guys have, like, educational awareness workshops?
We had a summer series that just ended. It was the end of July. And so we're looking to start back up again in October. And so we do them very often. And so definitely finding out more information about our workshops coming up, iwillsurviveinc.org.
Now tell us a little bit more about your website. I mean, is it, you know, educational as well? Can people go there and find some of the things they might need to do if they've been recently diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Or just want
yes.
cancer awareness information?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We because we focus so much on education, there's a whole lot on the website itself.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So when we go on the webpage, there's a section there that's talking about proactive prevention, you know, something we focus on as far as the whole education portion. And so with the proactive prevention, you're focusing on ways to prevent breast cancer. What can I do? You know, so it's a list by list of things to stay away from, a list by list of things I can do, you know, not just for myself but for my families. You know, if I'm not surviving, how can my family survive? You know, so a lot of individuals, you know, if you're the mother of the household and you do cook for your family, and you might say, okay, well, I'm going to not eat this because I'm a woman here and my chances might be higher because I lost my mom to breast cancer or et cetera. You know, so, well, I'm not going to eat this, but I'm going to feed my family this. And so that's not very smart because you're putting your family at risk, you know, for several other diseases as well. So those tips are definitely all throughout our website we talk about.
Great. So nutrition, physical fitness, awareness, and family history is so important. What should a woman do if she doesn't really have access to her family history, say if she's adopted or in the foster care system?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's so important because it means we have to be even more aware. My mother was adopted, you know, and so when we look at this BRCA gene, it's from this triple negative tumor, which is highly dominant in African-American descended individuals, as well as a certain type of Jewish descended individuals. And so part of my mother's history goes back to the Jewish descended individuals. And this was so important for me to get the BRCA gene test done because I said, you know what, my mother was adopted. I only know a little bit about her family history, so I want to know. And so it made me become more aware and educate myself and use the resources that are out there as well as to remain eating healthy, working out. I'm a religious person when it comes to working out. I'm in the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and that may be too extreme. But if you're doing something small, maybe 20 minutes a day, 5 times a week maybe, is a good start to increasing your blood flow, letting the oxygen get throughout your blood, and it helps our immune system stay strong and healthy, which can not only fight off cancer, but can fight off several other diseases out there.
Well, what words of encouragement do you have for women who may have just been recently diagnosed with cancer?
Never give up. Never give up. I think having that belief system that you will survive matters. Having that support system is so important, and I am here with you. Not just until that day they say you are cured or relieved or your chemo or radiology is done, but I'm here continuously because it doesn't stop once you hit that 3-year, 5-year mark. It's continuous. You always have to be alert to stay alive. And that's just not in the military, but in everything you do in life.
Well, Anissa, let's wrap this thing up. Let our listeners know what your organization, I Will Survive, Inc., tell us a little bit briefly, 3, 4, 5 things that you, with you and your team, what exactly can you offer people who want breast cancer awareness or who've been diagnosed with breast cancer? Tell them a few things just to summarize what you guys do.
Definitely. 3 programs we focus on. Survival financial assistance, needing any financial assistance when it comes to paying your bills, travel costs, care packages, that's all in there. Our survival education and awareness is our 2nd program. We focus on educating and awareness on a health and wellness survivorship program. So that's after the surviving breast cancer, then we have more options there to help relieve stress and to move on to the next stages in life.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final words you would like to share with our listening audience about breast cancer awareness and funding?
Indeed. All funding support is definitely appreciated. Please support iwillsurviveinc.org. Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Indeed, indeed. That's our Facebook page again. It's I Will Survive, Inc. Our Twitter page, I Will Survive, Inc., and our main webpage, iwillsurviveinc.org.
What about a phone number?
Indeed, you can reach us at 404-483-8503. That's a direct line to the nonprofit organization.
Give it out one more time.
404-483-8503.
All right. Well, Ms. Anissa Palmer, Executive Director and Founder of I Will Survive, Inc., thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK, where you can check out the latest pictures from our most recent photo shoots of new clients. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another absolutely brilliant job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. And keep in mind that we do have our success secrets of women business owners, the Millionaire Luncheon Series, to be held at the beautiful Rays on the River in their private dining room in Atlanta on August 23rd of this year. So for tickets, you can call, once again, 770-460-5995 or visit on the web secretsofsuccess.eventbe.com. I want to thank you once again, listeners, for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Adios.